Have you ever come across a new podcast? Perhaps a friend told you about it and you thought, okay, let me check it out. This sounds interesting. You're going to press play and very quickly you get, well, bored. Yikes. And then you decide this episode is not for you and you press stop, which means then that it's very unlikely, in fact, probably not going to happen, that you're going to give another episode on this podcast a chance. Why is that? Why does that happen? Because of two things. One is the first 5 minutes of that episode. And if you want to know the three fundamentals of creating maximum impact on those first 5 minutes to hook your listener in, then head over to episode 7, where we lay it all out for you. The second reason is because of the actual episode content. Yes. Shall I state the obvious again? What we actually say and do on our podcast episodes matter. It seems like that should be a no-brainer, but sometimes, and I fell into this trap as well, because if you listen to, and we were just listening to some old episodes of the Growth Boss podcast and the Remarkable Entrepreneurs Playbook podcast, where Bono and I spent probably a good 2 minutes just laughing. We were just laughing on the episode. And that does not hook a listener in. Okay. So if you are wondering what I mean by having good content, good podcast content, and how to actually create episode content so effective that your audience, your listeners have to listen until the end of that episode. And not only that, but binge listen to all of your other episodes on your podcast, then stick around because that is exactly what we're going to be diving into in this episode. My name is Deidre Shen. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the world's first AI-powered podcast copywriter. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. Hello. This is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capture, and you are listening to the Grow My Podcast Show. Would you like to know what I've been doing this past week? Maybe. Yeah, let me just tell you anyway. You might not care, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I have been binge watching Heartstopper on Netflix, and I'm not ashamed to admit that I loved it. Capital L-O-V-E-D, yes, loved it. For those of you who don't know what Heartstopper is, then, well, you're missing out. It's about a gay high schooler who develops a crush on the popular, seemingly straight rugby star of the school and how their relationship develops. And the reason why I so enjoyed it is because as I was watching these two high schoolers fall in love for the first time, it reminded me of my own high school romance with my husband, Ash. As I watched Nick Nelson, he's the popular rugby star, he was being so lovely and decent to Charlie despite the pressures of friends and bullies. It reminded me of Ash's mature demeanor in the face of his parallel pressures being a popular school sports star. Now, why am I telling you this on an episode about your episode content? Because the most powerful strategy that you can use to draw people in and hook them is storytelling. Hands down. And let me tell you why that is. So again, as I was watching Heartstopper, I completely fell in love with the characters and the story because as I consumed it, it made me subconsciously think of my own stories. And this is the power of storytelling that goes untold, right? The reason why storytelling is the most important sales tool, the reason why it draws people into your world, the reason why it keeps them listening to your podcast is because it creates the most powerful connection. Every time you tell a story, your audience listens to it with their own frame, history, experiences, perspectives. They are subconsciously thinking of their own story. And when they do that, then bam, instant connection. And when you have that instant connection, that is when you have your listener hooked so that they stay and listen to the rest of your episode. When I think about some of the best ads like Google's Prison Love ad or the Apple's Christmas ad from a few years ago, even Wrigley's Extra Gum, you know, Can't Help Falling in Love ad. Holy moly, do yourselves a favor and go and Google those ads and watch them, because you will instantly see why they were so successful. The power of the stories told in those ads made people connect with their brand and their product, and so much so that it stuck in people's minds. If you look up and watch the Apple Christmas ad or the Wrigley's Extra Gum ad, there isn't anything in there at all actually talking about the product. Right? It doesn't talk about how great the iPhone is or why you need gum. They don't talk about the features and the benefits. It just incorporates the product as part of this broader story. It incorporates it in their lives. And I'm going to say right now that learning to tell stories in this way is going to be the biggest game changer for not only your business, but definitely for your podcast. So with that said, we are going to take a quick 30-second ad break. And when we come back, I am going to take you through the three secrets of storytelling and creating epic content for your podcast so that you have your listeners hooked on every word all the way, so that they not only stay until the end, but they want to binge listen to all of your episodes. Okay, so let's get into the three secrets to telling our story so that our listeners stay hooked on our podcast episode. They need to stay listening until the end and binge listen to all of our episodes. Are we ready for that? All right, secret number one, know your characters. That is the first secret, knowing who the characters are in your story. And follow me closely when I tell you this, because there are three characters in your story. Or should I really say that there are three types of characters in your story? The first is the hero, the second is the guide, and the third is the pre-hero. Okay, so let me talk you through how I want you to think about this. So the hero of your story is going to be your listener, your ideal client, your dreamiest buyer. Let me just, it is not you. Okay, it's not you. It is not your offer or what it is that you sell. I want you to be really, really clear on this. Okay, it is, you need to make your dreamiest buyer the hero of your story each and every time, because when you think about them in this way, then what you're going to find happening is that you are actually rewiring your brain to tell stories relevant and useful and entertaining for them. Okay, not useful and relevant and entertaining for you, because you are not the hero of this story. Okay, they are. So we want to be starting to think about it in that way, because then your own brain, how you think about things, the questions you start to ask yourself, the stories that start to come up in your mind, they're actually going to be super relevant to your dreamiest buyer. And that is what we want. Okay, so that it's a little bit of a mind bend, I know, but you have to stay with me. Okay, so make your dreamiest buyer the hero of your story. Okay, because then how do you fit in? Because this is generally your story. So how is it that you fit in to your storytelling? And you are actually the other two characters. So you are the pre-hero and you are the guide. All right, so what does this mean? Your hero, your dreamiest buyer, they are feeling a symptom or they have a problem that they need to solve for. It could be that they want to lose weight, or they want to become more productive, or they want to get more organized, or they want to increase sales in their business, right? There's so many problems that I'm sure that we as experts who podcast are actually solving for. So your listener, your audience actually needs help. They are feeling those pains and they are going on the journey away from that pain, or they want to, which is why it makes them the hero, right? They are the hero of that story. And you as the expert, as their coach and mentor through your podcast, you have had or you are working through those exact same symptoms and problems and pains. You are at least one step ahead of them, which is what qualifies you and makes you their guide. You are the Yoda to their Luke Skywalker. You are the Dumbledore to their Harry Potter. You are the Gandalf to their Frodo, right? Look at any great story told, any movie or book written, and you'll see that there is always a guide that plays a huge part in that hero story. So you want to be that person for your hero. But we don't want to just go in and tell a story that automatically ascends us into being that wise guide. Okay, it doesn't work that way, because what happens is that we start to alienate ourselves from our listener. Okay, if you go back to what I was saying before about the power of storytelling, it's actually about creating that connection. So to create a connection, we first need to actually make ourselves ordinary and relatable before we then make ourselves extraordinary. Okay, and that extraordinariness comes from the fact that you've been able to, or you are actually in the process of solving for the problem that your hero currently has. Your ordinariness, where we want to start, comes from you being the pre-hero, because you've been there yourself, okay? And this is where and how you tell your story, from this place, from being the pre-hero. So your podcast content story starts with that pre-hero journey, right? Establishing your ordinariness and relatability because you know exactly how it feels to be where they are right now. You've worked through it, you've learned, or you've earned the solution. And that is when, once you've told that story, what pain you went through, what journey you went through, how did you learn or earn the result? After you tell that story, that is when you flip into being the guide, into your extraordinariness. And that is when in your content, you start to share your succinct tips that will actually help them. Okay, you demonstrate the value that you provide. So that's secret number one, right? And the secret number one is knowing the characters in your story and your own role in these, which then leads us to secret number two, the structure of your podcast episode. When and how do you actually tell your pre-hero journey and then you flip into the guide? And this one is actually really, really quite simple, but I didn't want to leave it unsaid in case, you know, we just want to dot all the I's and cross all the T's. I think that's the saying. You'll notice that my own episodes have a theme. In fact, you listen to pretty much any other podcast and you'll notice that all of them pretty much have the same theme, or they follow the same formula or structure. You start with the pre-hero journey. You really highlight and hone in on the pains and struggles that your hero is currently experiencing, because that is exactly what you are facing in your own story, in your own journey. And once you've established your credibility in talking about this topic, because again, you earned or learnt it, you earned or learnt the result, the solution, you've experienced it and you've solved for it, then you then make the second part of your episode about the value. You can then be their guide. How did you solve for it? What were the 1, 2, 3 things that you did and that can also help your dreamiest buyer do the same thing? Okay, that's the second part of your podcast episode. This is how you get your listeners listening until the end. They've bought into you, okay, because they've connected. They've connected with your pre-hero story. They know now that you know exactly what it is that they are going through and that you can help them. And then you start helping them. And not only that, but like you're not only connecting with them and you're not only helping them, you're helping them with exactly what it is that they can do to get on the right track too. Okay, you're making it so super relevant to them. And this goes back to why they are the hero of your story. This is so simple, right? This structure. You go pre-hero story, create that connection, create that credibility, create that relatability, and then you give the value because now they trust you. They know now why they're listening to you. This is how you get people listening to the end of your podcast episode, all the way to the end. It's so simple and yet so effective. Okay, so that's secret number two. How to structure your podcast episode with your pre-hero journey first, and then flipping into being the guide. Okay, so then that leads us to the last secret, which is secret number three. Now, this one is a little bit more of an advanced technique, okay? And if I'm going to be really honest, it's something that we've only just started experimenting with ourselves. You'll probably notice that if you go back and listen from episode one of this show, of Grow My Podcast Show, all the way to this episode, you'll definitely notice this one important piece that we've been experimenting with, and that is music, overlaying music. As we know, music is such a potent form of communication and actually, in fact, storytelling. For example, when we hear music like this, we feel lighter and happier, right? And when we hear music like this, we can't help but be on the edge of our seats waiting for the dramatic thing to happen. Music is actually what keeps us entertained, and it can be a really, really powerful way to break the monotony of listening to a voice or to a conversation. Because when you want to pattern interrupt, you think about using music. Okay, that's what you want to be doing. Such a great way to get your listeners continuing to listen until the end. So what I'll do is I'll leave a resource in the show notes for a great site that we use to get free, license-free music to use. Okay, so now we're going to cue some music while I summarize the three secrets on how to keep your listeners listening until the end of your podcast episode and, in fact, binge listening to the rest of your podcast. Secret number one, know the characters of your story and which shoes you need to be filling yourself. Secret number two, structure your podcast episodes in a way that has your listener buying into you and what it is that you're saying and talking about. Why is it that you can help guide them? And secret number three, for extra credit, think about overlaying music into your podcast episodes. If you do all of these things, I can pretty much almost guarantee that you are going to have listeners not wanting to turn your podcast off. What I'm going to do is I'm going to add a cheat sheet for this in the show notes. So if you want that, go ahead and grab that in the show notes. And if you like this episode, please take a screenshot and share it on your socials. Don't forget to tag me so I can say hi. I'm at Deidre Shen on all of the socials. And thank you for sharing it. Please follow this podcast. Leave us a review. I would so appreciate it and appreciate you. Thanks for listening to the Grow My Podcast Show, and I will see you on the next episode.